the component in is glyphosate, and it has, the World Health Organization has linked it to a possibility of being a carcinogenic, which causes cancer. The Irish Cancer Society tell us that one in two of us will get cancer by in our lives. And we know at the moment that cancer seems to be out of control in this country, every type of cancer. And why in the name of God should we tolerate as a people, as a society, the use of a weed killer sprayed on crops prior to harvesting? They spray the crop 6 to 10 days prior to harvest in this country, the oats, the wheat and the barley. The residue runs off into our water courses. So we're getting it, you know, in our drinking water, we're getting it in our food. Right, they will say that it's only minuscule. Minuscule, a weed killer, over, it's going on for 40 years, and we, like, cancer is out of control. So we need to do something, we should look at it. I raised this a couple of years ago, and it was more or less thrown back at the Northern West Regional Assembly, that everything was monitored, and everything is good. Now we see in America that there have been two cases, and hundreds of millions in lawsuits that has to be paid out. But there are also 11,200 waiting in line to take on these big companies. So I think that in this country, for a few cents a loaf more, the housewife would be willing to pay it if she knew that the food that she was putting on the table was safe. At the moment, it is not safe. They've done the tests in many countries. Of course, we're very lazy in this country about doing tests, but they have proven it in England and across Europe that there are residue, small particles of it, in all our food. And has been proved even in alcohol. There was 20 drinks tested and in Europe, Asia and America, and they found 19 out of the 20 of them had glyphosate in it. It's not good enough in this day and age. Like, we're slowly poisoning ourselves. And surely to God, for future generations, we need to stop this.